Yeah, definitely. Like I say, I'll try and get as many clean sheets as possible right now. But then again, huge credit to the boys. We say the defending starts from the front, and it's been superb at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, how much though? I mean, with the new manager, when Sam came in, you know, he talks about clean sheets. The additions to the squad were all about that, weren't they?
Well, clean sheets keep you in this league, and like I say, obviously the gaffer's come in now, and we've really worked really hard on the training ground with defending and set pieces and everything like that. And he's come in and he's been fantastic, to be fair, and settled us all with him well. And yeah, he's been brilliant.
And the new signings have done that. The players that have come in, Mamadou, who's been obviously playing at the heart of defence, he's a character as well, isn't he? And then obviously Luca, who's come in, who plays in that hole. How important are those additions?
Yeah, they've been fantastic, obviously, come in and they've been a great credit to the boys that have come in. And like I say, obviously you look at Luca and all that, first goal tonight was fantastic, and he's been playing really well. But also my favourite, Sacco, he's come in, and like I say, he's a great leader in the back, and he's the sort of defender every goalkeeper wants.
Yeah, you see him staying here though, couldn't you, at Crystal Palace? He's already almost achieved hero status, isn't he?
He's almost an eagle already. But no, he's been fantastic. The fans here absolutely love him. The players here, all the staff, everything. We love him to bits, and he's always got a smile on his face, and when he's playing like that, it's fantastic, and we're hopefully he can stay.
How important is confidence though? Because this is a confident run now, isn't it? 5 wins out of 6. I mean, that blip at Southampton.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like saying, sometimes we have so many good results and then we kind of have that blip where we need to sort that out, really. And like I'm saying, we need to focus game by game, and Leicester we will be focusing now and trying to get 3 points out of that.
This is history tonight. So only the second win against Arsenal here. The last was in 1979, before you were born.
Wow, that is a long time. Yeah, fantastic. Oh, the fans deserve it as well. They were fantastic tonight, and they're always our 12th man, and they got behind us. And like I'm saying, obviously that you can see it on the boys' face, a big smile, and they're cheering us. And yeah, it's a great night.
What's the target now? I mean, you're going to tell me 40 points, but you don't have to stop at 40 points this season. I mean, if you look at the form that you are, the confidence you're playing, the clean sheets, the goals that can be scored.
If we can keep going, obviously that's what we'll do. And like I'm saying, 40s, everyone's saying the sort of safe sort of amount of points in the Premier League, but like I said, if we can get to 40 earlier, we can get there and then keep cracking on and try and get up that league as much as possible.
Leicester on Saturday, that's a big game. They've got Champions League though midweek. You know, it's going to be an interesting one for them. So if you come out like you did tonight, out of the blocks and put pressure on,
it'll be a big game. And like saying, obviously they would have done a lot of travelling, and obviously the Champions League game, and like saying, we all know what recovery's like in these quick, fast games. And yeah, obviously, hopefully we can catch them off guard, and if we play like we did tonight, we'll have no problem.
Goals. Obviously, Christian has scored goals, but it's important to get goals from elsewhere. You see the whole picture of the game in front of you. It's good that Johan's chipped in with a goal. Andros, other people are going to do so. Obviously, a first one for Luca.
Yeah, which is fantastic. We're delighted with Luca. You look at Kabay's goal tonight, is a fantastic striker. Keeper had no chance, but Andros stepping up, which is brilliant. You know, obviously we don't want to be dependent on Christian all the time, and if we can get goals all in and around the pitch, then that's fantastic for us.
Just in regards to you and your involvement in from an attacking play, obviously your distribution from when the ball breaks down, where you've got the ball in your penalty area, but also free kicks. I mean, virtually in the halfway line, you're taking free kicks.
I'm taking everything in our half, basically. I'm the free kick.
Do you enjoy that responsibility?
Yeah, like I said, the gaffer's put me on the free kicks, anything in our half, and I know what target I need to hit. So, yeah, we practice on them, and they come off well in training. So, and as they've shown, they've come off in games very well, and they're a problem for teams, and that's what we want.
You'll be getting on the assists register, won't you?
As long as I get on the assists, I'll be absolutely delighted. But like I said, my main thing is to try and keep as many clean sheets as possible.